And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tomorrow evening at Vermilionville, the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism presents the Backyard Series. The topic tomorrow is Louisiana dance halls, Les Salles de Danse de la Louisiane. The program starts at 6:30. It's free and open to everyone. Presenting tomorrow evening will be the Patin family of Brobridge. Their family has owned the dance hall La Poussière, and Eugene Manuel from Mamou will be talking about the French Casino, the Holiday Lounge, Manuel's Bar, and others established by his father. You can bring your own photographs and stories and memorabilia of dance halls in Louisiana as well. Tomorrow evening, 6:30 at Vermilionville in Lafayette. And at Cité des Arts, Caroline McGee will be returning to give a master acting workshop Tuesday through Friday. If you'd like more information, you can contact Cité des Arts here in Lafayette. Tipitina's Co-op will offer a workshop tomorrow evening from 6 to 7. That's July 10th. Denny Culbert will be giving a workshop entitled Marketing with iPhone Photography. For more information, contact Tipitina's Co-op in Lafayette. They are at 203 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. The telephone number is 337-534-0951. If you're heading down the coast for a holiday this month, you could stop in Biloxi at the Orr O'Keeffe Museum of Art to see a collection of paintings by Eugene Martin, who made his home in Lafayette for many years. And there is an exhibit of his work down there for the next several months, actually. The Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles begins its summer theater workshops this week with Wild Things and Acting for the Camera. For more information about their summer workshops, please go to their website, childrenstheater.cc, or call the theater in Lake Charles at 337-433-7323. Also in Lake Charles, McNeese art professor Jerry Wubin will have an exhibit in the Abercrombie Gallery on the McNeese campus. The exhibit is entitled Jerry Wubin Prints and Assemblages, a Survey, that will open on Thursday, July 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. There will be an opening reception. And the exhibit is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, you can contact the Visual Arts Department. The Lafayette South Regional Library on Johnston Street is having a reception on Thursday for the exhibit Becoming Louisiana, The Path to Statehood, created for the Louisiana Bicentennial, 1812 to 2012. That opening reception will be this Thursday, the 12th, at 6:30 at the South Regional Library in Lafayette on Johnston Street. The Eunice Public Library has a series of storytelling events for children. There will be a story time July 11th on Friday at 10:30 in the morning. That will be at the Eunice Public Library, 222 South 2nd Street in Eunice. The Iberia Performing Arts League will present its summer youth musical, Disney's Mulan Jr., July 12th through July 22nd at the Essanay Theater in downtown New Iberia. Performances will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door or by calling the theater at 337-364-6114. That's the Iberia Performing Arts League presenting Mulan Jr. July 12th through July 22nd. The Tea Sippers, which is Lafayette's completely teen-organized theater company, will be performing Samuel Beckett's play Endgame at Theater 810. The play will open this Thursday, July 12th, and run through the weekend through Sunday. Performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are at 7:30, and on Sunday the 15th at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available online at teasippersinthegame.eventbrite.com or by calling the theater, 810 at 337-484-0172. On Saturday, July 14th, the Bag Mat Ministry will have its next workshop for people to learn how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. The workshop is from 9 a.m. to 2, but you can go for an hour or stay the entire day. You can go yourself or bring a youth group or a service organization that would like a new project. Insect Day at the Arboretum will be held this Saturday, July 14th. For more information, the website is insectday.com. This is the second annual Insect Day. The Louisiana State Arboretum is up near Chico. For more information, you can, again, go to insectday.com or go to the Arboretum's website as well. This Saturday, July 14th, is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Some new exhibits as well as some returning exhibits up and down Jefferson Street in galleries and exhibit spaces. And we'll be talking more about that throughout the week about galleries that will be open. The 17th century comedy, The Rehearsal, is being performed in Lafayette. It will open at Cité des Arts on July 19th and run through the 29th. And we'll be interviewing some of the actors and the director, Lauren Green White, later on about that play. Again, the 17th century comedy, The Rehearsal, will be performed at Cité des Arts this month. And the 10th anniversary celebration of the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble will present Love's Labor's Lost at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It will open up on July 20th and run through July 28th. For more information, you can contact Acting Up in Acadiana or the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button or searching for individual programs. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just go to the individual program and find a list of archived shows that you can listen to there at our website, or you can download them for listening to later on. You can also support KRVS very securely at our website. To find out all the many ways that you can support KRVS, please click on the support button. You can find out more about program underwriting, individual memberships, perhaps donating a vehicle to KRVS. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Mondays, we begin our Monday night of opera. It's World of Opera. That goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Cecil Doyle's Sounds Unusual. At midnight, it's Sound Club, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's Terminal Addiction. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.